Well, today I guess I felt in my heart a need for a little one of our come to Jesus meetings, just conversation, continuing the conversation about what God is doing here. And it's so interesting. I'm glad we have guests here today because it's so important to share this with folks from outside our congregation to just kind of have a reality check for us and to be able to talk about what we're feeling and what we're going through with other people who aren't right in the middle of it. So I love that, and I'd love feedback, you know, on that too, and questions and what we might be missing. These are some things that we understand now. That when Jesus teaches us lessons from the Gospels, they're not just events in history that were applied to one time or one person or one set of people. Jesus teaches us eternal and universal lessons, which means it's a living Bible. It tells our story today. We can be found in those stories. Our situations, our personalities, our struggles, our fears, all are located in the Gospel of Jesus Christ. It's alive. It's truth for us today. So today, as God would do, He brings us a scripture that speaks directly to this congregation and where it is on this exact day. And I'm so excited that God has done this. Isn't God smart? And it's going to be so rewarding, I think, for you to hear this. And you know, before I read the scripture, I just want to put this out there. If you've been paying attention to the conversations going on in the church, been a part of any of them, or just praying about them, or hearing the sermons, or going to the meetings, or talking about it in the coffee shop, you know that God has told us about this day. You know, God has said to us, this day is coming. And He's also said, we're going forward, Barry. We're moving forward. He has told us that, hasn't He? He has sent signs, visions, messages, servants, all pointing in one direction. Did we not say, church, that we want a Jesus church? Was that not part of the interview process? Did we know exactly what we meant when we said that? It sounded good. It sounded like the right thing to do. Let's have a Jesus church. Well, God heard us. Did we not say, and in fact just pray, God, not our will, but yours be done? Did we not just pray that, church? Do we pray that every Sunday? Do we mean it? God hears us. Yeah, maybe, depending on what it is. We're human. Did we not talk about surrendering this whole church thing and plans and visions and what we're going to do to the power of the Holy Spirit? Joe, didn't we say that? We're going to let the Spirit lead us. We're going to surrender our self-will. Right? We're going to become more spiritual. We're going to dig deeper. And we're going to try to decipher and discern where the Holy Spirit is going with us. And follow that. Get behind that. Did we not say to each other, God will make us the church God wants us to be? We won't. God will. And if we just follow that, and God's going to give us everything we will ever need to do everything God will ever ask of us, according to God's will. So that's what's happening. More convinced than ever, that's what's happening. Let's read the scripture today, because this is directly from the mouth of Jesus to the ears of Vine Street Christian Church on this Father's Day, 2019. The words of Jesus to our church. I still have many things to tell you, but you can't handle them right now. But when the friend comes, that friend is called the Spirit of Truth. It's the Holy Spirit. When the friend comes, He will take you all by the hand. And He will guide you into all the truth that there is. He will do it. He will take you by the hand. He won't draw attention to Himself. Have you noticed? But he will make sense out of what is about to happen. And indeed, out of all that Jesus has done and said. Jesus says, he will honor me. I love that line. It needs to be said. Jesus says, he will honor me, not your pastor, not your board, not your congregation, not any doctrine, any denomination, not any church. He will honor me. He will take from me and deliver it to you. It doesn't come from us. It comes from him. He will take from me and deliver it to you. Everything the Father has is also mine. And that's why I've said, he takes from me and delivers it to you. Whatever comes to us from Jesus through the Holy Spirit is of God. Not of anyone here. Of God. That's what's happening here. And I'm right in the midst of it. So I need to share some things as we can get ready to move forward about where I'm coming from, if I know. I speak to you today from what I would say is a position of confidence. I don't have confidence in a whole lot of things. I really don't. I don't know a lot about very many things. And whatever you do, don't give me a ladder or a hammer or ask me to change your oil or do anything basically that's a practical, functional value in the world today. Just cross those off the list. And actually, as I get more spiritual, I'm losing more and more of that. I can barely get my shoes on in the morning. But I have confidence in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, a lot of confidence. It's not a certainty. That wouldn't be my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's a confidence of faith. It's more than certainty. It comes from my deep inner soul, my spirit and my heart. Oh, I'm confident in my Lord Jesus Christ. I don't have any problems proclaiming Jesus as Lord and Savior. Living up to it's another matter. And that's what we're trying to do here. But I've got confidence about who's speaking and moving here, Barry. Who is moving here, right? I know. So I come today to tell you a little bit more about who I am, because we're going to have to pull together as we move forward, because it's going to get tense. It's going to be active. It's going to be quick and fast for our human will, for our self-will. It might be too much, too soon. But God's got it. It's okay. We need to stick together. We need to all be in that same boat. I've told you this. From my earliest years, I realized something different about the world I lived in. I realized early on that this wasn't about Earth, that it was about something bigger than Earth. I didn't have all the answers, but I knew there was something going on beyond me, beyond you, beyond the powers that be in the world. There was something going on bigger than that, that was in charge of all of this. It reminds me of, you know, that story when Jesus goes to the temple when he's 12 years old and his parents can't figure it out. And he says, didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house? It was kind of that feeling. I mean, called in different directions, in different places, and look at life in different ways. This is God's world. I knew that. And because of that, I knew this. This is important. Those earthly senses I have, you know, the five senses that you learn about in school that can teach you everything you need to know, that's baloney. No disrespect to teachers. I'm one. The five senses can tell us things we need to know about how to put our shoes on and how to hammer a nail in and how to change oil and make a cake and get through life and understand what things are. But they can't tell us the ultimate truth of what this is all about. It's beyond our ability through our senses to know that. It takes a sixth sense, I would say, to what I call it. It takes a spiritual sense of our existence here in this world. So I knew early on that there is a deeper answer, a deeper truth to the life we're living. And I share that with you because that's what's happening here. A deeper truth, deeper meaning than what we're really used to, especially in a church. So today I can tell you the Spirit life is my life. It's the only life I don't want to say I'm good at because I'm not. It's the only life I'm decent at. I'm like a kindergartner in it. But I'm a failure in all the other parts of my life. And I'm getting worse. I'm okay with that. I've got a calling. I'm different. So as we go forward, you need to know something. I see dead people. I see God. I see visions. I hear voices. Well, say I'm not alone. Let's show this video just to make sure you don't think I'm the only crazy one. This is kind of my story.
Dreams while you're awake. Dead people like in graves and coffins.
Walking around like regular people. They don't see each other. They only see what they want to see.
See them.
All the time. They're everywhere.
So this is one of those moments where I'm just dying to ask what our guests are thinking right now. you know, if you know me a little bit, or you might know that. You know what I mean when I'm like that, I hope. I don't see the separation that most do between heaven and earth. I don't see that. I see heaven on earth and earthly heaven, and I think Jesus broke down the barrier, and I try to live in that space where they come together. And it creates all kinds of problems in my life, trust me. Even communicating, can you tell? But I just want you to know where I sit on this. I just don't see dead people. I see alive people too, and I hear you. And I try to find some zone of comfort in all that. So here's the deal. Vine Street Christian Church has reached a tipping point. Right? None of us could predict this or know when it's coming. We kind of prayed for it, but we didn't know what it meant. But we've reached a tipping point. Pentecost was last Sunday, but I think our real Pentecost, for those who weren't there, was our board meeting Wednesday night. I think when the Holy Spirit, oh Barry, I guess that's when we responded. I guess that when we moved, when the Holy Spirit kind of took over. I mean, it was lit on last Sunday, but on Wednesday night, the Holy Spirit moved in a board meeting at a church in a way I've never seen before. And it wasn't easy for a lot of us. It was a little tense and confusing. And it was a lot to swallow in one board meeting, even though it was a 3-hour board meeting. It was a lot going on. So you'll hear more about the details of what went on in that meeting in a couple weeks, but as Ed has already let us know, there's going to be more dust. Because God is moving. And it's going to be really challenging for many of us, for most of us. it's going to be very challenging because we take church seriously, emotionally. It's a significant part of our lives. And things that change in the most significant parts of our lives are hard. We're not good at it. So we got to figure out where it's coming from so that we can trust it, so that we can surrender to it, so that we can find the joy and the hope and the expectation in it. We have to know where it's coming from. And I'm here to convey to you what I feel. That this is of God. This isn't of any one particular person or group of people or moderator or pastor. It's what we've been praying for, and we've opened up ourselves to the work of the Holy Spirit, and it's working. But we're still human beings with feelings and emotions and fears and cares. We don't understand the whole truth. As Jesus said in our scripture, we're not ready to handle it all yet. But we have to trust, because it's coming from the source of all truth. It's coming from God. And we have to be a part of God's work in our church, because that's what we want this church to be, a workplace for the kingdom of God. That's what we want. So it can't be any longer about what I want or you want or he wants or she wants. It's got to be about what God wants. The only problem with that is God has to work through us. So a lot of times it looks like all this has a human face on it. Faces that we've disagreed with before in the past. Faces that we might not even like too much or understand or never had any affinity for. But that's how God works. He works through the people. The Spirit of God is with the people of God. And when you crack open your hearts and allow the Spirit to come in, God is going to work through them. It's going to happen. And we're going to get nervous. And we're going to get disillusioned. And we're going to get scared. We're going to be hurt. And we're going to have fear. And I'm here to tell you those feelings are legitimate and appropriate, but do not succumb to your feelings. Rely on your faith that God is in the midst of this, that it is God working through us, that all that's going on here is of the Holy Spirit. We are at a point now, church, where we have reached the tipping point of the human challenge of doing the work of the Holy Spirit. The human challenge of doing the work of the Holy Spirit. If you thought like some angels were going to come down, you know, take our place and move us to the side and say, give us 2 months and we'll do it all, that's not how God works. God works through you, through all your humanness, your beauty, your joy, your limited abilities, your fallibility, your mistakes, and your beauty. So that's what this is going to look like. It's not going to be perfect because we aren't perfect. But it's going to come from a perfect source. And we're going to do the best we can to make it as perfect as possible. And we won't get it perfectly, you know. But we're going to bring glory to God because we're going to get it as close as we possibly can. And that's all God wants from us. In that board meeting Wednesday night, you already heard a little bit. We passed resolutions about the sanctuary, about the overflow space, about the audiovisual system. And I started thinking that night, we've only touched 3 of the 6 vision areas. Oh my God! God has a plan. God has a plan for us. I mean, proposals were flying around like tongues of fire on Pentecost. It was otherworldly. And I'm getting nervous. And I think most of us over 60 were getting nervous. I don't need to put an age on it, but it seemed to be a generational flame. And it was a tipping point where generation had to decide whose church is this. And I wasn't sure, to be honest. And then people started to speak. And they spoke from their hearts. And they said things that I think they wouldn't have said a year ago or 2 years ago about their life and their faith and their trust in God. I just don't think that would have been said 2 years ago. And everybody shared who had a feeling, an opinion. And it was an open space for everyone to share. That's what we've got to have. That's how God works. Important things are said when everyone talks. And no one has a claim or ownership on what's important. Only God does. And as those voices talked, I said, "This is of God. This is the most selfless recitation of feelings in a board meeting I've ever heard. Our opinions didn't matter anymore. This was of the Holy Spirit, and it's scary because I've got a few opinions. They're not important." God has a vision for us that's for all of us. Every single person here. But you see, vision is more than that. Vision is beyond every single person here. God's vision, I'm speaking to you now, church. God's vision extends to Waliva and all her ancestors before her, to Micah and all her descendants after her. This is biblical. This isn't for any one generation, one group of people, one age. This isn't contemporary, traditional, orthodox. This is Holy Spirit. This is a multi-generational church that's going to feed the souls and hearts of families and do it in a way that's become very rare in our world today. You over 60s out there, your calling is to prepare that path so it's straight and narrow and the Holy Spirit can easily follow it. You young parents out there, your calling is to feed us the truth. Your truth is now the truth of the 21st century. It's how the Holy Spirit speaks today. We need to hear that and trust it. In their truth, is to learn how this is done as you grow up and to keep it going for your kids and your great-grandkids, your descendants. See, that's biblical. Church isn't about any one group of people at any one time. It's about all people at all time. It's eternal. We're going to be hurt. We haven't really seen something like that before. So what we're going to see with our senses and hear and smell is a lot of muck and mire and dust and dirt and noise. It's going to be very worldly. But what we need to learn to see with our sixth sense is how the Holy Spirit is working in it all and leading us all to a new place that God wants us to be so that we can have a launching pad to move into the future. That's what this is. I just ask you to trust. I'm speaking from a place of high confidence. God is in the midst of this, and this is what we've been praying for. I want to leave you with one more video, because sometimes we need to hear the truth from kids to truly understand it. So I'm going to close with one more video if you're despairing.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Going to learn on my mind, on my lips, and on my heart.
Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you."
Jesus went to be with the Father.
And he promised to send the Holy Spirit.
The Spirit guides the church into truth.
That's why we can trust the church. We trust the church because we trust Jesus.
In life, more important, relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen? You can trust the church because the church is of Jesus and it's the Holy Spirit. I want you to turn to page 3 in your bulletin because this is the one message that we can never, ever forget. And we've been learning it over and over again, and the young people seem to be able to absorb this and get it. And I just want to make sure we're all understanding what this means. During VBS, Amy and I were teaching the 4th and 5th graders, and we were teaching them about love, and my same message, that you don't have to like someone to love them. Just love them first. Let the rest take care of it. Just go to anyone you meet and make your default position love. And one of our young students brought this poster in the next day. You don't have to like them to love them. We need to start that right here. Right? I just thank God Jesus didn't decide whether I was someone worthy of liking before he loved me. And he's done the same for you. And now we need to do the same with each other. This table, this communion table, is an expression of God's unconditional, all-forgiving, never-ending love. We take this, these elements, so that we can love the same way, so that we can be transformed. And don't worry about judging people and assessing their character and figuring out whether they're on our side, but we can just love them because they're a precious child of God. So when we come to the meal today, open your heart. Find that agape love way down in there and feed it, nourish it, and let that come forward. Amen.